I'm Luke Bell. I'm from Cody, Wyoming, and I was born January 27th, 1990. I grew up in Cody, Wyoming, and Shell, Wyoming, which is just outside of Grable. I went to school through the Cody school system in Park County, and then I spent the summers on my grandparents' ranch in Shell.
And how did you get into playing and making music?
I guess ever since I was little, I've always really been into music. And I think being a musician was one of the first things that really attracted me, but I forgot about it. And then sometime around 7th or 8th grade, I took some guitar lessons. And then I dropped it again, and then I started writing some songs in college. Currently, I've been really into George Jones, and Jimmy Rogers have been my two big ones lately.
So you've written all of the songs on your self-titled CD. Who are some of your favorite songwriters?
Some of my favorites, especially when I made that CD, well, favorites of all time for sure are John Prine and Townes Van Zandt and Gillian Welch. Those are some big ones. And I really like Johnny Cash and Hank Snow. The King of Dollar Bills I wrote while I was apprenticing for a horseshoer in Austin, Texas. And it was, we had like, I think, 70 days in a row of 100 degree or hotter heat. So I was just getting baked in the sun, and I was working for like $50 a day. And I kind of wrote that song as like a, it was an optimism song, in the sense of, there are things in my life still to be happy about, even though this is the most miserable.
What about Wolfman?
The Wolfman was, it's kind of a more dramatic song, I guess. And it has to do with different parts of my life, and I'm sure other people's lives of struggling with the balance of the nightlife and the daytime and becoming a person completely different from who you are. Kind of like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of thing. And probably my favorite place of all time that I've played is the Hole in the Wall in Austin. But the Hole in the Wall is this old bar and a lot of great old country names played there, and it just has a really cool aura about it. There's kind of some old magic. And of course, playing the Buckhorn on Sunday nights, that was where I first kind of started playing live. And those Sunday nights at the Buckhorn with a lot of Laramie musicians were pretty special too. And I'm ready to do something different. So I moved to New Orleans to pick up some ragtime and some different kinds of influences.
Where do you hope that making music will take you in the future?
They say there's no road to happiness. Happiness is the road. But for now, I also think I get to travel and play music and experience a lot of different cultures and foods and jobs and learn about the world firsthand. So that in itself is kind of, I'd like to keep doing that. That's where I'd like to go. Eventually I'd like to make some money making music, but that's all part of the process, I think.